Yoga Complex, 12 Archetypes. Half an hour after the talk on Sanrol, the Keeper of Knowledge offered the disciples to do spiritual practice on this topic, which was met with joyful cheers and smiles. The disciples had time to rest after the difficult spiritual talk, changed their clothes for bodily practice, took their mats, and followed the sage out of the temple with excited anticipation. The rain had recently ended, and the air was still pleasantly fresh, filled with the aromas of fresh grass, damp needles, and wood. The disciples followed the beaten path through the forest, enjoying the singing of the morning birds and thinking about what was to come. Each spiritual practice with the master became a real event for the disciples. And very soon, all of them would have an interesting new experience, which would give unforgettable impressions, would allow them to understand themselves better, to feel their energy bodies, to feel the vibrations of the universe. In a few minutes, they came to the edge of the forest belt and stopped in front of a green meadow that stretched to the horizon. The sense of vastness immediately took their breath away, and their souls began to fill with soaring elation. Many students dropped their shoes and walked barefoot on the grass to feel the cool grass pleasantly touching their feet. They walked a little way forward across the meadow and spread out their mats, adjusting themselves for the practice and talking cheerfully. When everyone was ready, the sage came forward and, looking at all the disciples with a warm gaze, began to speak.
Today we have talked in detail about Sanrol, and now I would like to suggest practicing this knowledge. This set of exercises will help you to experience all 12 archetypes, which reflect all the variety of forms of manifestation of cosmic energy.
Teacher, do I understand correctly that each of the roles will have its own bodily expression and we will be able to feel and memorize it?
Asked Irene, a graceful slender girl with a concentrated face and short shoulder-length straw-colored hair.
That's right, Irene. Each archetype can be expressed by a certain pose, which corresponds to the necessary energy.
Answered the sage, looking at the student, and with a smile added.
It is very important that you feel each pose on a bodily level. Each of them sets the necessary direction of energy.
So, if we do this complex regularly, will we be able to take the position we want in any group?
Melissa clarified, looking questioningly at the sage with her wide-open blue eyes.
Yes.
The sage confirmed.
If you do this practice every day, you will be able to easily get into each role, depending on the situation. When you find yourself in a group, you will already feel on a bodily level what role you have taken. You will recognize its energy because you will experience it repeatedly in meditation. You will memorize these sensations. And when you realize the role you have taken in the group, you will have to think, do I need this role? Is it beneficial for me now? Do I want to be in this role? And if you don't need this role, you will be able to remember the feelings of the role that is better for you now and consciously switch into it. You will be able to become a lion leader, vulture priest in any group just by tapping into the right energy.
The students nodded understandingly, and at that moment Helen, the teacher's assistant, came forward. The red-haired girl was dressed in athletic breeches and a simple white t-shirt. Her hair was gathered and pinned back. Only a few unruly strands fell on her face and swayed in the breeze.
I'll be doing the meditation now, and my assistant Helen will be doing the asanas.
The keeper explained, pointing to the girl, and she smiled welcomingly.
Some asanas will have to be done symmetrically. For example, first on one leg, then on the other. For some, you'll need to take one pose. Get into it and don't change it while meditation is going on.
What if I can't do it the way I need to do it?
Anthony, the overweight guy, asked with a little embarrassment.
What if my body is not yet physically ready?
It's all right.
The sage replied gently.
If you can't do it correctly, then do it as you can. You can take a lighter version of the same position, but in your head, on the inner screen, you must imagine that you are doing the asana exactly as you need. Then the right image will form in the subtle body, and if you do such asanas every day, then very quickly the physical body will pull up to this image.
Anthony nodded gratefully and stood on the mat with concentration. The other students also took places at a small distance from each other so that no one interfered with anyone tuning in to the upcoming practice.
So let's begin.
The wise man spoke sonorously and all the disciples turned their attention to him.
Imagine a large equilateral triangle on the inner screen, like on the picture in the temple we have seen today.
He began in a measured, meditative tone.
Imagine how all the energy is distributed on the sides of this triangle. The tops, corners of this pyramid are the main roles that are mandatory in any society. We cannot do without them. First, we will enter the role of the vulture priest, who is at the very top of the triangle and corresponds to the archetype of the wisest in the collective. He can be called a philosopher, a priest, a prophet, a shaman. This is the one who has a connection with God, egregor, spirit. It is this vulture priest who keeps the scriptures of the egregor of this particular group, that is, its principles, statements, laws. And there is always only one such person in the group.
The Keeper of Knowledge finished and looked at the students again to make sure that they were all ready for the upcoming practice.
Now you have to get into this role to feel the energetic state of the vulture priest.
He continued.
To do this, put your feet at shoulder width. Spread your arms wide apart at chest level. Bend your elbows and wrists. The hands should be directed inward. Shift your weight onto your left leg and lift your right knee as high as possible, keeping your balance.
The sage pointed with an open hand at Helen's assistant, who had already taken the desired asana and frozen it.
Experience the state inherent in the role of vulture priest.
The keeper spoke again, and his voice sounded even more measured, majestic.
You are the person who holds the interests of the collective at a mental level. You will feel yourself a mentor, a teacher, an educator within this collective, within this group. Stay in this pose. Catch this feeling, this energy.
Having taken the necessary asana following the assistant of the sage, the students froze. On their faces, there appeared an expression of concentration, but at the same time, peace, confidence, inner strength, wisdom. For some time, they remained in this position, trying to feel the energy of the wise vulture priest, the spiritual leader, and to let it pass through them.
Now change your position,
said the wise man.
Put your right foot on the ground, shift your body weight onto it, and lift your left knee as high as possible. Keep your balance. Arms are also bent at the elbows and wrists, chest open.
The students changed their position and again turned into motionless statues to better catch the flow of energy, tuning into it and to the guru's voice.
Feel the energy of sattva. Feel the connection with the egregor, with the spirit, with the divine. Now you are the embodiment of the culture and customs of your society.
He spoke again.
You are the carrier of the spirit of this society, and you can initiate, include people into the egregor of your group, your collective.
When the meditation in the first asana was over, the sage said,
remember the sensations you have just experienced and slowly put your foot down on the ground. Feel the support under you. And now smoothly and slowly lower your hands. Now you are in the most sattvic sans role of the vulture priest, but we do not stop here. Today, you will be in all 12 sans roles. The next role corresponds to the lion leader archetype. It is located in the lower right corner of our triangle. It is the most rajasic sans role. A good leader is guided by the spiritual instructions of the priest, but at the same time, The leader is given the lion archetype for a reason. He is often inclined to rival the vulture in achieving glory, to be self-indulgent, to display vanity and ego.
The keeper nodded to his assistant Helen, and she took the next asana. And the sage began to speak slowly, explaining the details of the pose so that everyone would do it correctly.
Sit on your knees, bend your arms at the elbows, and spread them apart with your palms facing forward at head level. Flex your fingers as if they were claws. After that, kneel on your knees and spread your legs wide. Open your mouth, stick out your tongue, and bulge your eyes.
The students repeated the asana. It was not physically difficult, but it required special concentration not to laugh. To enter the right state, to feel yourself a real leader, ready to lead the group.
Experience the state inherent in the role of lion leader.
The sage spoke in a measured manner, tuning the students to the meditative wave again.
This is the archetype of the chief, the leader of the collective. You are always right and lead people forward. You are the most rajasic person. You are an energetic and active leader. You are action-oriented and motivate the team. You reign, give mercy and punishments.
The keeper of knowledge became silent, giving the students an opportunity to fully feel the subtle energy of this role. And after a while, his calm, calm voice, filled with power, was heard again.
Remember your bodily sensations. Feel the subtle energy of your state. You were in the sans role lion leader. Now close your mouth, withdraw your claws, slowly lower your arms, and gently rise to your feet.
The keeper watched the students come out of the asana. Their eyes were buzzing with energy, the desire to act here and now and to lead others, confidence in their own abilities, and readiness to take responsibility for others. It was evident that they had really managed to let it through, to step into the sans role of leader.
Let's go on. The lower left corner of our triangle corresponds to the archetype Goat of Redemption,
continued the teacher.
This is the archetype of the fool. As priest and leader, he is always only one in the collective. In the past, every village and monastery had its own fool. This is the most tamasic, inert person who takes on himself all the blows, serves as a kind of discharger of tension both emotionally and physically. Now you will enter this role through the following asana.
The master looked again at Helen, signaling that it was time to assume the pose of the next important sans role, the Goat of Redemption. The girl slowly knelt, leaned forward, and touched the top of her head to the mat. She brought her arms down to the sides of her body and drew them back, wrapping them around her heels. The students eagerly repeated the girl's movements. This pose was more difficult than the previous ones, and some of the students could not do it exactly the same way as Helen. But remembering the teacher's instructions, they bent over and maximally drew their hands back, aiming at their heels and imagining on the inner screen that they were doing the asana correctly.
Experience the state inherent in the role of a goat of redemption,
said the sage, when all the disciples froze in asana.
You are the most tamasic person. Through you, the tension accumulated in the whole group is released. You are ready to take blows from others, on the subtle and physical plane. You do not resist and accept everything as inevitable. Feel this state. Feel this energy of inertness, humility, sacrifice.
For some time, the disciples remained in this asana, trying to let the tamasic energy of the sans role pass through them, to experience fully the readiness to serve as a tension discharger, to bear blows, to sacrifice themselves for the common good.
Now slowly let go of your heels and bring your hands forward,
said the keeper in an even, calming voice.
Transfer your body weight to your hands and slowly raise your head. Leaning on your palms, stand on your feet, carefully straightening your back. vertebra by vertebra. Straighten your chest and shoulders. Now you have been in the asana, Goat of Redemption. This is one of the three most important sans roles. Now we will move on to the archetypes on the sides of the triangle between its corners. As you remember, people belonging to these archetypes can be several in a group, and they are not as strictly fixed as the Lion Leader, Vulture Priest, and Goat of Redemption. So within a group, people can change these roles. If you go on the descending right side from Sattva to Rajas, the first archetype after the Vulture Priest is the archetype Noble Stag.
Again, the master turned his gaze to the assistant, and Helen readily entered the next asana. She stepped back with her left leg, bent her right knee as much as possible without touching the floor with her left knee. In this position, she straightened her back without falling forward and raised her crossed arms high above her head. The teacher said the assistant's movements aloud so that the students could reproduce them more accurately and correctly.
"Now experience the state inherent in the role of Noble Stag,"
continued the meditation sage.
"Feel in yourself loyalty to duty, selflessness, and honor."
He waited a few seconds, giving the students a chance to live in this state.
"Perform the asana to the other side,"
he continued after a pause, stretching the words.
"Step back with the right leg. Bend the left knee as much as possible, but without the right knee touching the floor. Leave your arms crossed above your head."
The disciples changed their posture and stood still, attuning themselves to the subtle vibrations.
"You are the conscience of the collective,"
the teacher spoke again.
"You are valiantly fighting for justice, defending the rules, order, moral foundations inherent in your collective."
The spiritualized faces of the students showed that each of them really managed to enter this sans role, to feel himself a real noble knight who defends the laws and moral norms, keeps the rules of the group, protects the unjustly offended, the disadvantaged, the oppressed.
"Memorize the sensations you experienced. And now, slowly, lower your hands and return to the initial position,"
said the sage after a while.
"Now you are in the archetype of the Noble Stag, and we continue to move from Sattva to Rajas on the right side of the triangle. And the next archetype is the Cunning Fox. To enter it, you will need to become dodgy and flexible."
The Keeper of Knowledge again turned the student's attention to the assistant, who was already showing them the next asana.
"Step back with your left leg so that your right knee forms a 90-degree angle,"
the sage said, commenting on Helen's position.
"Then put your left hand under your knee. Put your right hand behind your back and try to reach your left hand. If you can't get your palms together, stop in a position where you can. Let your fingers on the two hands strive toward each other."
The students assumed the proper posture, as much as their physical bodies would allow. Many were flexible enough to get into the perfect pose, but a few did a lighter version of the asana, visualizing on the inner screen that they were doing it correctly.
"Feel the state inherent in the role of the Cunning Fox,"
the sage continued in an even, calm voice.
"You are a cunning person who is looking for his advantage everywhere. Live in this state. Feel how flexible and cunning your body is, how cunning your mind is. You can turn any situation to your advantage."
For a few seconds, there was silence in the meadow, interrupted only by the distant trills of nightingales from the forest.
"Now perform the asana in the other direction. Step back with the right leg so that the left knee forms a 90-degree angle. Put your right hand under your knee and join it behind your back with your left hand."
Changing positions, the disciples once again plunged into meditation.
"For the sake of profit, you are ready to betray others,"
continued the teacher, speaking in a measured manner.
"To organize blackmail or intrigue. But you prefer to stay in the shadows and act through other people's hands. You are a good storyteller and a lover of company, where you can show your talent. You are a sociable and charming person. You know how to please others. You know how to find a key to each person. You understand what points to press to make him do what you need him to do.
When the students experienced the state of San's role, Cunning Fox, the teacher spoke.
Release your hands. Slowly bring your hands back to the original position. Raise your torso and straighten your left knee. Stand straight. And think about the experience you have just had. Memorize your physical sensations and spiritual experiences and emotions. Now it is the turn of the next asana and the next archetype. It is called Friendly Dog. In this San's role, there is even less sattva and more rajas.
At that moment, the master's assistant was already in the right position, and the sage, nodding in her direction, explained.
This asana is very simple. Kneel down on your knees, lean on your palms, and distribute your body weight evenly on the four points of support. Try to keep your back straight, without bending. Keep your gaze forward.
The students performed the asana without difficulty, concentrated and frozen, turning to listen.
Experience the state inherent in the role of friendly dog.
The sage continued the meditation.
You are the soul of the collective, good-natured, sociable, ready for the sake of friends to remove and give the last. You are happy to help anyone who needs your help, and you are appreciated for this. For company, you can even commit a disreputable deed, but without malice. You forgive everyone and do not remember bad things.
It was obvious from the concentrated faces of the students that they were now immersed in an altered state, connected to the energy of the San's role of the friendly dog, letting it pass through them.
Remember your emotions and bodily sensations.
The master spoke again.
Now slowly raise your palms, shift your body weight to your knees, and rise up. Stand on your feet. Next, we will move from Rajas to Tamas, along the lower edge of the triangle, from the leader to the fool. After the lion leader archetype comes the sans role of the rooster jester.
The sage shifted his gaze to his assistant, and the girl, shaking her arms and legs, performed the next asana slowly, so that it was clear to everyone what exactly should be done.
Transfer the body weight to the left leg.
The keeper began to explain.
Take the right leg off the ground, bend at the knee, and place it on top of the left leg. Sit down a little. Extend the right arm in front of you and bend the elbow at 90 degrees. Put your left hand around the elbow bend of the right arm and bring the hands close to each other. Stretch your fingers.
The students repeated the movements after the assistant, trying to do exactly the same and to feel the energy that this pose gave.
Experience the state of mind inherent in the role of the rooster jester. You are a bully, mockingbird, braggart. You have quite a lot of energy, but you are always a chaperone of the strongest, above all the leader. You love to carry out his sentences, love to tease others, especially those weaker than you.
The sage paused, giving the students a chance to better experience and feel the energy of the San role.
Now change your position. Place your right foot on the ground and lift your left foot. Bend at the knee and place it on your right foot. Transfer the weight of your entire body to it. Put your right hand around the elbow bend of your left arm. Stretch your arms out in front of you. Stretch your fingers.
Following the keeper's words, the disciples readily changed their posture, and he continued to recite the words of meditation.
You are unstable, hot-tempered, arrogant. This causes negativity in others, and often you are even beaten for it. But you quickly forget the lessons and continue the same behavior again. You are not afraid of consequences. You are restless. You always want everything. You evaluate new people in the group on their strength, provoke them, and are defiant. Feel this energy. Live this state. Remember it.
For a few seconds, the students were in meditation, having entered the San role of rooster jester. The master watched their facial expressions change. They had really gotten into the role. had gotten into the spirit of the arrogant, energetic joker and the restless bully.
"Now slowly come out of this state,"
said the sage after a while.
"Lower your arms, put both feet on the ground, shake yourself. We have now been in the sans role of the rooster jester. The next archetype is the flattering jackal. In this role, there is less Rajas energy and a little more Tamas energy compared to the jester. To experience this state, sit on your mat and spread your knees wide apart. Bring your feet together, lean forward and place your elbows on the floor. Rest your head on your fists."
While the sage was describing the next asana, Helen was demonstrating it, and the students quickly repeated the movements, assuming the correct position.
"Experience the state inherent in the role of flattering jackal,"
the sage continued to speak in a measured, smooth voice.
"You are a short-sighted person. You like praise and good attitude. You try to achieve this flattery, often not very appropriately. You are a neat, courteous person, always on the second roll. You like to patronize the strongest in the group and easily agree to be led. You do not defend your own opinion, but the opinion of the leader. Often during a conflict, you are timid and confused."
The disciples froze in asana, experiencing the state described by the sage, merging with it, feeling the changed balance of energy in themselves. When the meditation was over, they heard again the voice of the teacher vibrating with calmness and inner power.
"You have felt the sans role of the flattering jackal. Memorize these feelings so that if necessary, it will be easier to enter this state and take on this role. Now move your hands to the mat and slowly rise to your knees. Open your chest and get to your feet. The next archetype that is closest to the fool is the lazy pig. This is a very tamasic and inert person. He has very little rajasic energy. To enter this state, one has to lie on his back."
Hearing the keeper's words, the assistant, followed by all the others, assumed a horizontal position.
"Raise your hands and place them under your head,"
he continued.
"Put the left foot on the floor, bending the left knee. Place your right foot on your left knee. Take the right knee to the side."
Students repeat the necessary steps and freeze in this simple, relaxed asana.
"Feel the moment when the role of lazy pig begins to control you."
The sage's voice came again.
"Here she is already saying she needs to rest, sleep, and eat. You love it. To eat good food, to lie on the couch. You love to break at someone else's expense."
The disciples concentrated and let the tamasic sans role take over, feeling themselves in inert nothingness.
"Do the asana to the other side,"
said the master.
"Place your right foot on the floor, bend the right knee, put the left foot on the right knee, and draw the left knee to the side."
Being in a state characteristic of the lazy pig archetype, the students stirred, changing positions, and froze again.
"You do not want to work, but live only in your fantasies,"
continued the sage.
"You start to do anything only when you are forced to do it, and you do it badly, just to get rid of you. You are cowardly, stupid, but peaceful. You like to lie, sometimes without any purpose. Any manifestation of activity you perceive as an unfortunate necessity, as a threat that pulls you out of the state of laziness and total relaxation."
The disciples plunged even deeper into the meditative state and began to come out of it only after hearing the words of the keeper of knowledge.
"You have experienced the state of the sans role lazy pig. Memorize it so that if necessary, you can easily enter this archetype and feel the energy of tamas in yourself. Now lower your left foot to the ground. Rise to your feet, shake off slightly, and visualize the third side of the triangle. From the fool to the priest, now we will begin to move ascending from tamas to sattva on the left side of the triangle. If we ascend just above the goat of redemption, we will see the faceless fish. To enter this sans role, sit on your knees."
Following the sage's voice, and looking at Helen's assistant who was demonstrating the asana, the students knelt down.
Now gently lean back and bend backwards as far as you can. Ideally, touch your head to the ground and rest your head on the top of your head. Bring your hands together with your palms at your chest.
The students did all the movements and froze in asana. Those of them who could not bend and reach the top of their heads to the mat did it as far as their physical capabilities allowed.
Experience the state inherent in the faceless fish roll.
The sage continued.
You like to be invisible. You are a shy, silent, withdrawn, passive performer. You want to be needed but not in the public eye. The need to be the center of attention scares you.
When this part of the meditation was over, the master gently led the students out of the sans roll of the faceless fish.
Lower your hands and resting on them, raise your head. Carefully come out of the deflection and stand on your feet. Memorize your sensations in this sans roll. The next archetype is the working horse. We go up the left edge of the triangle to the top. Here there is already less tamas and more sattva. To plunge into the state of this sans roll, spread your legs as wide as possible. Bend your torso forward. Lean it on your hands. The back should be straight. The gaze should be directed forward. And the fingers of the hands should face each other.
Helen showed how to do the asana correctly, and the students began to repeat it, trying to spread their legs as wide as possible, straighten their backs, and put their hands correctly. When everyone was ready, the sage began to recite the words of meditation.
Experience the condition inherent in the working horse roll. You are a hard-working and diligent person. You want to do everything well and bring it to the end. You do the work for everyone. You like praise and public recognition. You are responsive. You help others. Gunatamas manifests in you as conservatism. You accept innovations in a flip, flaunting yourself with your superiors. You treat those who are lower in rank than you with disdain.
The keeper of knowledge looked for a few seconds at the concentrated students frozen in asana, and then spoke again, bringing people out of the working horse sans roll.
Lean on the palms of your hands and gently bring your legs together and rise on them, assisted by your hands. You have just experienced a state peculiar to the working horse. Remember it, and we are waiting for the next archetype, which is only a step below the priest. This is the white crow. In this role, there is even less tamas, but a lot of sattva. To enter the sans role, put your feet together, put your hands behind your back, and join your hands in a lock. Try to raise your hands behind your back as high as possible. Lean forward parallel with the floor. Stretch your neck and look forward.
First the master's assistant and then all the others froze in asana, and then the sage began the next part of the exercise, meditation.
Experience the state inherent in the role of the white crow.
He said in a measured, impassioned voice with a powerful energy.
Feel yourself as an unstable person, critical, with your own views of the world, which are always at odds with the collective. You are looking everywhere for your truth and justice, and do not respect the opinion of others. But at the same time, you are not a stupid and intelligent person. You like to teach and argue, even if others agree with you. You get very disappointed if you are wrong. Take a breath and experience the spiritual aspect of the role of white crow. Feel yourself as an irreconcilable minority, protesting against the ugly influence of ignorant people, against social programs that indoctrinate us to conform to patterns and program us for misfortune and disease. Feel the power of spiritual protest and the urge to break free from the oppression of the blinding environment. Ask for help from the Supreme.
When the meditation was over, the sage said,
"Now take a deep inhale and exhale, lower your arms, and raise your torso. Return to the starting position. Now you have plunged into the White Crow's sans roll, felt its physical aspect, and lived the spiritual one. Remember your feelings. You have done 12 asanas and had a unique experience. In a short time, you have been in all sans roll. Now take the Shavasana pose for deep relaxation. Lie on the mat on your back. Feel your body. The left and right sides should be as symmetrical as possible. Close your eyes and place your hands along your body at about a 45-degree angle. The palms should be open and facing the sky. Heels should be spaced about 5 centimeters apart."
Students position themselves on the mats in Shavasana and close their eyes.
Feel the relaxation of your face, neck muscles, back muscles, shoulder body. Feel the relaxation of your arms, abdomen, hips, calves, feet. Breathe deeply and evenly,
said the sage smoothly and majestically.
Now we have to go through all the roles in the meditation in reverse order.
The keeper looked at the students lying relaxed in the meadow. The breeze was barely perceptible in their hair. The sun's rays, barely breaking through the clouds, touched their skin tenderly. It seemed as if nature itself was helping the students find complete relaxation. They just had a unique experience. And now they needed to release all the muscle clamps to go through the circle of sans rolls again, to consolidate these feelings, to return to each role once more, to live it.
Feel the archetype of the White Crow within you.
The teacher spoke again.
The power of spiritual protest enters you. You are ready to protect the people you care about, to challenge ignorant people who force you to follow patterns and stereotypes, who make you sleep in illusions.
The sage was silent for a few seconds, watching the faces of the students.
Feel the energy of the working horse in you.
He continued.
Feel the efficiency, diligence, the desire to do your work as best you can for the common good. And now, you are the faceless fish. You are silent and calm. You bring benefit to the group. But you do not demand anything in return, and do not fuss. You feel comfortable being in the second role.
The teacher made a small pause, then spoke again, inviting the students to follow the words of meditation.
And now, you have become a goat of redemption. You are overflowing with the energy of tamas. You are in the role of a victim and are ready to humbly accept all the blows of fate, all the negativity, all the negative karma, providing the release of tension. And now you have become a lazy pig. You are in total relaxation. You rest and enjoy rest, sleep, tasty food. You gain strength and energy. And now you are the flattering jackal. You are a good performer, always ready to follow the leader, to follow his instructions and accept his leadership, to be courteous, alert, polite, neat. And now the power of the jester rooster has entered you. You feel yourself being filled with the bubbling energy of activity, boldness, insolence. You can provoke, bring to light, evil and dangerous people. You can laugh at vices, expose that which hinders the development of the group. And now you are a lion leader. You are overflowing with Raja's energy. You feel in charge, active. You make decisions and take action, lead people. And now you have become a friendly dog. You are kind, positive, sociable, and loyal. You are ready to come to the rescue at any moment, to give your last in order to help your friends. And now you are a cunning fox. You are a very charming and flexible person. You can turn any circumstances to the benefit of yourself and the group. Find a way out of any situation. Now you find yourself in the role of the noble stag. You are the conscience of the group, the guardian of its laws. You are always ready to defend these laws, to fight against injustice, to protect the innocent. And now, you feel the surge of sattva energy within you. You are the vulture priest, the wisest person in the group. You are a mentor, a spiritual leader, a nurturer, a teacher. You carry out the interests of the group on a mental level.
The master paused after each roll, giving the students an opportunity to enter it once again and let the corresponding subtle energy pass through them.
If you know how to manage energy, you can put yourself in any role in the team,
he said, summarizing the practice.
Now you have entered each of the sans roles. Feel that thanks to the performed ritual, you have acquired a special state called saguna, the balance of all the gunas. In this state, it becomes possible to control them, to be independent of them.
The sage paused again so that the disciples could feel the harmony and the state of equilibrium.
Take a deep breath,
he said after a while,
and a deep, slow exhalation. Again, inhale in a measured and deep way, then exhale. Take these conscious inhalations and exhalations. Relax completely. Feel yourself attaining the sacred state of nirguna, the state beyond the gunas. You have lived each of the sans roles. You can change them according to your needs and control them. But you are not in any of these roles. You are outside of it. Now your soul has come to full realization, developed the will, and overcome the lower nature.
After coming out of the state of meditation, the disciples were under the influence of emotions for a long time. So strong were the sensations they had experienced. The women and men gathered in the meadow had touched the sacred knowledge, lived it, let it pass through them. They were excited and stunned. Their faces glowed with the bright inner light of the insight they had received.
This is just unbelievable!
A blue-eyed, blonde-haired, blue-eyed student named Melissa exclaimed with shining eyes.
I did it! I felt like a leader. And a priest. I just have to remember.
I felt it all too!
Kelly, the red-haired girl, couldn't hide her excitement.
It seems to me that now I will definitely not forget it.
It turns out that when I'm in the collective, I can feel what role I'm in. Feel on a bodily level?
Tyler asked the dark-haired boy, turning to the keeper of knowledge.
That's right.
The sage nodded, confirming his disciple's words.
Incredible. I have never experienced anything like this. It turns out that this is what it means to be able to control energies.
Anthony, the curly-haired boy, shared his impressions.
Now I can't wait to test it in a group.
I can still see those energies in my mind's eye,
said Zachary, adjusting his glasses that had slipped down his nose.
Teacher, are we really able to take the right role in any team now?
The sage cast his students a loving, attentive gaze and smiled.
Yes, you can. But for this, you need to do this practice regularly. And then you will be able to enter every role and quickly switch from one to another.
Teacher, it turns out that we, as actors, will be able to pretend and play these roles at will.
Yulia clarified.
Not just play, but let this energy pass through us and become this role,
answered the keeper.
You will be able to remember your state, which you got by taking the right pose, and then you will enter these energies. If you do this complex every day, you will form a flexible personality.
The disciples shared their impressions and asked questions to the sage for a long time. Having done the practice, they received vivid realizations, and now they were ready to go further on the path of perfection and spiritual growth.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.